The first reading is a reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God, is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children, speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. Bind them at your wrist as a sign, and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would give you, a land of with fine, large cities that will you did not build, with houses full of goods of all sorts that you did not garner, with cisterns that you did not dig, with vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when therefore you eat your fill, take care not to forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. The Lord your God you shall fear, him you shall serve, by his name shall you swear." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love you, Lord, you are my strength. I love you, Lord, you are my strength. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. I love you, Lord, my strength. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord live, and blessed be my rock, extolled be God, my Savior. You who gave great victories to your king and showed kindness to your anointed, to David and his posterity forever. I love you, Lord, my strength. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to him, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today again we hear about the importance of faith. Again, you can go to daily mass, you can say a rosary every day, you can do a Divine Mercy chaplet every day, you can go through all the motions about being good, but not have faith. You can be an atheist and do all these things. You know, it's not, it's a rare reality, but it is possible. And so God is saying, what I want of you is to have faith. Now, faith is a gift, and we have to receive it. But when we live our lives in faith, Jesus, who is God, the King of the universe, says, nothing will be impossible for you. Do you believe that? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.